Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Three guards and a captain at Rikers have been suspended. This is after an 18-year-old inmate was found unresponsive last week at the city jail after an apparent suicide attempt. The correction department is investigating reports that at least five officers did not act for 7 minutes while the teen tried to hang himself. The New York Times is reporting that several of the officers actually watched the whole thing.
The president of the Correction Officers Union is saying, don't be too quick to blame the accused officers.
Every day we have inmates faking that they're going to hang up. Every day we are talking inmates down, cutting inmates down. No one knows what was going on with those correction officers for 7 minutes. You don't know, and neither does the New York Times.
Elias Husa-Mudin says the inmate never should have been in the jail in the first place. He should have been in a hospital. Mudin says correction officers receive only 8 hours of mental health training, but should receive a whole lot more. The New York City Department of Investigation is now taking a long, hard look at the case. The alleged incident happened November 28th. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds News.
The teen remains hospitalized in a medically induced coma. His lawyers at the Legal Aid Society say once he recovers, the parole violation charges against him should be dropped and he should be released from custody. MTA Inspector General Carolyn Bicorni today releases a report blasting New York City Transit over its hiring process. She says investigators discovered deficiencies in background checks for potential candidates, including the failure to verify previous work experience, education, and even criminal history. Bicorni says the findings are nothing new and reflect the same concerns discussed in a 2004 report. In response, the agency says it has accepted all of her recommendations and will implement them, quote, to the extent possible, given the financial and other constraints. Elizabeth has become the latest city in New Jersey to consider its options in the ongoing fight against a controversial New York City homeless program.
Mayor Chris Bullwage labels the actions of New York City despicable. He says now they're considering other options, either joining Newark's lawsuit or filing their own. He says de Blasio forced the homeless in secrecy to leave New York City shelters and then be placed somewhere out of state against their will.
Why would Bill de Blasio use human lives as chess pieces? This reminds me of the Mario boat lift of 1980, when Fidel Castro took segments of his society and shipped them to the United States. As a mayor, I find it one of the most unconscionable acts you can make.
Bullwage says Elizabeth will seek damages and also asked to be reimbursed for social services they have provided to New York City's homeless. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Elizabeth.
It's a New York holiday tradition. The 87th lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is coming up tonight. The 77-foot-tall Norway spruce is adorned with more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights. The ceremony will be televised on NBC. Just beware if you're going. There will be security screening, umbrellas, backpacks, large bags and coolers, alcohol, all prohibited. The tree lighting happens at 9:45 tonight. 1010 Winds live coverage begins at 5. The city DOT plans an announcement today on a new effort to stop Amazon, DHL, UPS and other delivery trucks from double parking and causing congestion on city streets. A report says a pilot program would encourage delivery companies to replace trucks with cargo e-bikes. The city would provide curbside space for those bikes. Whole Foods is involved in a pilot program. UPS participates in a similar program in Seattle. A deadly crash is under investigation in downtown Brooklyn. Authorities say a 40-year-old woman was near a pedestrian walkway on Adams Street this morning when she was hit by a speeding car that went careening into some scaffolding at a nearby construction site. She was pronounced dead a short time later at the hospital. Authorities say the 81-year-old driver was also injured in the crash. So far, no word on the cause or possible charges. Following a $40 million ad blitz last week, Mike Bloomberg today kicks off another multi-million dollar TV ad campaign in all 50 states as part of his 2020 presidential bid. The ads cast him as uniquely qualified to defeat President Trump. The former mayor has said he's not competing in the first four states on the primary calendar, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, although the ad will air in those states. Instead, he's focusing on the Super Tuesday states. Bloomberg's rivals have accused him of trying to buy the election, but his campaign says the strategy of spending his own money avoids him being influenced by any special interests. Charles Schwartz is back on the city payroll. He is the disgraced former cop who was convicted of lying about his role in the sexual assault of Abner Louima in 1997 at the hands of police. According to thecity.nyc, Schwartz is now working for NYCHA, earning a six-figure salary as a carpenter. They say he was hired in 2015 as a NYCHA maintenance worker, but quickly moved up the ranks and takes in $114,000 a year. In response, NYCHA issued a statement saying the agency stands behind the Fair Chance Act and will continue to hire formerly incarcerated persons who are qualified to perform their job while maintaining the safety of residents. Zinberger is suing the Westfield Garden State Plaza Mall. The restaurant accuses the owner of turning its side of the mall into a ghost town when a number of stores vacated as part of a new development project that will turn part of a parking lot into a hockey rink, housing, and a park. They say as a result, they have practically no foot traffic and sales are down 20%. They also say they weren't told about this and that the mall won't let them relocate to a more populated section. A spokesperson for Garden State Plaza declined to comment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.